Hey there, and welcome back to the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. My name is Bobby McGraw, and I'm privileged to get to serve as one of the pastors here at Sugar Hill Church, and I'm honored to get to sit with my buddy, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Hey, Bobby, thanks for letting me join in today. I love it when we get to do these things together.
These are a lot of fun, and we've gotten a lot of great feedback that whenever we just get to hang out and talk, that's really our heart, is to have a conversation with folks,
yeah.
Not just to preach at or yell at or point at, but to say, hey, here's some helpful things that we've learned along the way.
And yet, sometimes we actually do preach at and point at.
Yeah, I've got that Mississippi preacher inside of me that sometimes
absolutely.
Just comes out 3 points, same letter.
You try to hide it, but I know it's there.
That's right. It's underneath.
Because
the
I've
service.
Heard you every now and then break out like a glory.
Glory.
Yeah,
I've Jesus.
Heard it. Yeah, see? You got it in you.
Well, so that really is a part of my history. I grew up in a church in Mississippi, and I'm so grateful for that church. That church really shaped who I am. It helped set a course for the rest of my life, and I'm forever grateful. And that's why I love Sugar Hill Church, is there's a season where I traveled a lot, and I was part of churches, but I wasn't plugged in at the level. And so I've just seen the fruit that comes from church. And so today, I thought it'd be fun just to ask you about it. I've heard you over the years refer to the importance of church, and even lately on your blog, and let me just put in a plug there, if you're not checking out achuckallen.com, I would encourage you, great resources, great articles every single day. But I've noticed on Sundays, you've been intentional about saying, hey, even if it's not Sugar Hill Church, I encourage you to get plugged in to a church. And I know I've heard you say that before, that there was a season in your life where you weren't really plugged in.
Yeah.
You were serving churches, but you found yourself at a place where you needed a
church. I really did. And I think every person does. I think we all find a time in our life where we're in desperate need of a pastor and a church. And at times we find ourselves without both. Now, in my particular case, my wife had been diagnosed with cancer, and we were building a new home, and I was in the process of transitioning from serving in a church to serving in a mission board. And for the first time in my life, Bobby, I found myself in need of a pastor, yet I didn't have one. I found myself in need of a church home, and yet I didn't have one. I'd always wonder, what is the big deal? Because like you, I grew up in the church. The church was always a significant part of my life. And there I was in a moment of crisis and desperate need of a church. And it's interesting, when the Lord gave me the privilege to serve this church, my promise was, Lord, if there's anybody in our community in need of a pastor, let us be the church that would be there to serve them, whether they come to this church or ever come back to this church. And I think the Lord blesses that.
I think so, absolutely. And so that's one of the things that you've been real big about, is to say, welcome home. I mean, there's a lot of things that we could talk about. There's a lot of things that we believe. There's a lot of things that our church does. But at the end of the day, it's really about saying, welcome home. Everybody's welcome here.
Yeah.
Nobody's carted. Nobody's kept out.
Yeah.
You belong here, because what we believe around here is to push out all the distractions and make a really big deal about Jesus.
If you need to move orthodoxies or preferences to be able to make sure that the house of God is welcoming, and it's a place where you can sit down and almost just sit down, you can audibly say, oh, this feels so good. And then when you leave, I can't wait to come back. I think it's interesting that the Bible says Jesus, when he saw crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. Jesus loved people, and he didn't put any labels on them. He just loved people.
Yep.
I believe his church, and those of us that are called to be shepherds in that church, our task is to be more like him. That's one of the reasons we say, when we get Jesus in the right priority in our life, we'll make all the right decisions. But that's true of me or you or any of our staff team, that when our heart is bent toward the ways of Christ, what do? We have compassion and we have a love for all people, black, white, gay, straight, weird, not weird, whatever.
Yep.
But it's a place to sit there and hear the passion and the trust and the beautiful words of God kind of seep into our soul and let him give us the greatest commodity in life, peace.
That's so good. Yeah, I love that. When Jesus saw the crowds, he had compassion. And so if you're listening to this and you're a church, what we'd call a church insider, a great reminder is to see the people around us the same way that Jesus saw them.
Yeah.
That every single person has worth. Every single person is going to spend forever somewhere. And so instead of beating them up, instead of labeling them, instead of even writing them off, would we allow our hearts to be moved? Would we allow our hearts to be troubled that we care about that person so much, that we care about today, but we also care about eternity?
It's like we say, and I've heard you say it, and you've heard me say it, and I believe the church is adopting this here at Sugar Hill Church as a way of life, which is, you know what, we're never going to be the largest church in town, but we must be the church with the largest heart in town.
Yeah.
And I think to myself, well, you know, Jesus, his concern was not with programs that would reach the multitudes, but with men whom the multitudes would follow. Men were to be his method of winning the world to Christ. And he chose men and women right here in Sugar Hill Church to do that.
Absolutely. So if you're a church insider, man, have that mission that Jesus had. And then also if you're listening to this and you don't have a church to call home, maybe you're in that season where you feel like, I don't have a pastor, I don't have a church home. Man, we'd love to invite you. We'd love for you to come at least check us out. We're not perfect. We don't have it all together, but we are a place that says everyone's welcome.
Yeah, Bobby's pretty perfect, but it kind of ends there.
Whatever.
Yeah.
So what would you say? Like if somebody were to say, hey, Chuck, I'm thinking about checking you out. I need a place to call home. What would you say to that person?
You know, first of all, I would say come without any expectation. Just come and let the Lord speak to you. If your only expectation is, I want to hear from God, and maybe this is a place where I could worship freely, just come sit down. It's not a show. It's simply, do you attend a place regularly that you can hear from God and you can trust that the Word of God is handled well? I would say take all the expectations out. Take all of the assumptions away and just sit down and have an open heart and open mind to hear from the Lord God.
Awesome. And if you do show up, please be sure to reach out to us, Bobby@SugarHillChurch.com, Chuck@SugarHillChurch.com. We'd love to meet you. We'd love to say hello and answer any questions that you may have.
Absolutely. Ask anything about anything.
And hey, if you haven't been checking out the Daily Ahas, they are back for a limited amount of time through the Sugar Hill Church app. If you don't have the app, you can just go to sugarhill.church/app and it'll forward you to the app store where you can grab it and you can make that part of your morning routine. But hey, thanks again for listening to the podcast and for making these part of your daily life. If you find them helpful, be sure to share them with your friends. The easiest way to do that is just to point them to the website, weekdaypodcast.com. Have a great day. We'll see you back here soon.
Bye now.